I am salty and sassy, but yes. I did write a love song. and it's a winter love song, so I think it's... Did I play it here last time?
Meet Me in the Moonlight?
Meet Me in the Moonlight.
Yeah, either you did or I don't... Did we have a recording of it back then? I don't know.
I don't think you had a recording, so I might have played it, but I bet I play it better now. I hope, anyhow. So we're just waking up, so we're getting warmed up. We keep these crazy late hours now, you know, with these musicians.
All these musicians, we know how you are.
Especially holiday parties. But anyway, this is a love song, so...
One word, eggnog. Anyway, go ahead.
That's two words.
Boy, stickler.
I don't know.
My day is filled up with screens and schedules. I've learned most of life's fundamentals, but my heart keeps telling me to run away. Skipping out would be atrocious. Just keep the promise and stay in focus. Tonight's moon shadows blur, but amplify my longing for the love that you, just only you, can satisfy. I'm ready now to loosen my grip. Now I can let it all slip away. Come meet me in the moonlight. Together we'll get it right. Your light shines in the filtered glow as we just try to let it go. We'll wander by the frozen lake. The moonlit path will heal our heartache. We'll forget about the frostbite as we hold each other tight. Come meet me in the moonlight. Won't you meet me in the moonlight? Come on and meet me in the moonlight tonight. Come to where the skaters glide. Just one misstep and we'd collide. But we found our way and we feel just fine. Together we can let it go. Just move into the rhythms we know. As we glide, I feel you sway and I respond. It feels so right and now we know. How could this feeling be wrong? We wonder now that the fear is gone, if this is a love we can count on. As the moon's glow surrounds us, I feel your warmth. Our love's much stronger than ice. It cannot be shattered, not melted, not scattered. My heart knows what to do. It's you I long to be with tonight. Together we'll get it right. Your light shines in the filtered glow as we just try to let it go. We'll wander by the frozen lake. The moonlit path will heal our heartache. We'll forget about the frostbite as we hold each other tight. Come meet me in the moonlight. Won't you meet me in the moonlight? Come on and meet me in the moonlight tonight.
Oh, that was just beautiful. You know,
thank you
for doing that, Roberta. You know, We do joke around, but that was just a beautiful vocal.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah. That was another fun one.
Yeah, and I just want to say that's on your new record, Not Your Mama's Blues.
It is.
Track 2, actually. And it was, I see it's recorded and mixed by Kenny at Kenny's studio in Massachusetts, Carlisle, Massachusetts.
Yep.
That's terrific. That's terrific. And you wrote that.
I wrote that. Mm. I wrote that. Last winter.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you
for
having us. It's great to have our little audience here, the little fans here. You guys are rocking. This is the coolest place,
by the hangout.
Isn't it?
The hangout. Wow. Let's just imagine all those poor people like on ski slopes somewhere. Here we are like yucking it up for the holiday hang, you know?
All right. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much again,
both
of you.
Thank you.
All right.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
All of that.
Everything.
Kwanzaa.
Festivus.
I knew you were going to do that. All right. We're going to play a PSA and a couple of three Christmas songs, and then Mr. Larry Newman will be up after that. WMFO.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Shining nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join. Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out in glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. You go down in history, yeah. Oh, Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, Rudolph. We have to get soul for, you know, the red-nosed reindeer, Rudolph. Oh, you go down in history, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know that Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, Rudolph, the my 6 month old loves this one.
I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend the holiday. I called on old dear Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. Now Santa is a busy man. He has no time to play. He's got millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You better write your letter now and mail it right away, because he's getting ready his reindeers and his sleigh. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming
holiday fun that that was going out to Emily, who's listening at home. Are you? I didn't put you on, Mike. Sorry. There you are.
There I am.
That's going out to Emily. The Crystal's doing Santa Claus Coming to Town. And the one before that was for Emily also. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That was Ruthie Foster. And big shout out to Roberta and Kenny. Thank you so much for serenading us here. And there's got a lot of people in the studio, so it was like a little concert.
And thank you for the ornament and the nosh. It's really awesome. We appreciate it.
And we're playing along at home. If we put an event on Facebook for this holiday hang, and if you're in there, I've been posting pictures of what's going on, so you can follow along at home. And you can also check out the if you go to the Something About the Women Facebook page, you can make requests there. So
could you hold your left hand up to the microphone so everybody at home can see? What is that? What happened here?
I have an injury. I have what's called trigger finger in my thumb. And like if I bend my thumb, it just springs back out, and it's painful too. So I'm going to a hand specialist in the new year.
Okay.
That's what happens when you're old and falling apart. And that's just the way it is. So hanging here with Mike Newman, and coming up after a couple songs, we're going to have Larry Newman, our favorite Jewish singer.
Oi.
I didn't put you on there.
Now he's on.
Say your ois.
Oi. I'm of the Judaic-Hebraic persuasion.
That's right. No better way to celebrate the holidays than with a bunch of musical Jews, right?
That's right.
I mean, you know, one of my favorite holiday songs is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas is Jews.
Mariah who?
Mariah Carey.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, all right. So
she gets a lot of play on this station, eh?
I love that song. I don't know. It just puts
especially
me
this time of year.
It puts me in the festive mood. But we're gonna go with a little Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, and then we'll be back with Larry
Newman.
Just a few minutes.
WMFO Method.
Have a blue. was a satyr. Jesus was a dreidel spinner, and all his disciples were too. So all you Christians remember, your Lord was a Jew.
Wow. That was surprising. Something happened. Oy. All right. Well, that was Jill Sobule doing Jesus was a dreidel spinner. Something happened. They came. Yeah, they came and shut that thing down. Oy vey. All right. Well, Larry Newman, let's get your mic going and say hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
I haven't got headphones on.
Oh.
Do I need them? Or
well,
I don't need them.
Sound
okay?
To you.
All right.
You sound good. Welcome.
It was a nice ride down here.
Was
from
it?
Maine. Yes.
Where in Maine? I forgot.
Kittery.
That's right.
Yeah.
Home of all the outlet malls where they charge you 8% tax.
We try to stay away from there during the summer.
Oh, probably around Christmas
and
time,
Christmas
too.
And
pretty much in the fall and the spring as well.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
What's going on?
Well,
I don't often interview men on this show.
I came down for the hang, and you know, it's funny because that's how I say herring, hang. My grandmother used to say hang some locks and hang.
Are you ready for Hanukkah?
So
I think it starts tomorrow, doesn't it?
Sunday. Yeah.
We if you go on my Facebook page, you can see we have a holiday plant stand as opposed to a Christmas tree.
Right.
So we wrap some lights around the plant stand that has a bunch of plants on it, and we're done with it.
That's your holiday plant.
Yeah. And then, of course, like we talked about, I have traditional Jewish Christmas. Which,
that's
for the
right.
folks that don't know, is Chinese food and going out to a movie.
Exactly. It's Jewish Christmas.
And that's it.
Awesome.
And when I was a kid, yes, I felt like Kyle Borowski in South Park, the lonely Jew at Christmas.
Did you say when you were a kid or when you were a yid? I didn't hear that.
Wow. You went there so fast.
He'll be here all week,
that's
folks.
Right.
Oi, try the chicken.
But I shouldn't.
All right. You gonna sing something for us?
Yes, I'm gonna sing you my Christmas song.
All right,
but since we have a bunch of political stuff going on.
We do.
What's
going on? Did I miss something?
I'm gonna put a little bit of Steve Earle's Christmas in Washington ahead
awesome.
Of that. Okay,
all
so
right.
I mean,
sounds good.
It seems to segue pretty good. I did this the other night at the press room in Portsmouth, and it went over very well.
All right, Larry Newman here in Studio A for the Holiday Hang.
It's Christmas time in Washington. The Democrats rehearse getting into gear for 4 more years of things not getting worse. Republicans drank whiskey neat and thanked their lucky stars. They can't cannot seek another term. There'll be no more FDRs. And I sit back in Kittery, staring at the screen, an uneasy feeling in my chest, and I don't know what it means. So come back, Woody Guthrie, come back to us now. Tear your eyes from paradise and rise again somehow. And if you run into Jesus, tell him he can help us out. Come back, Woody Guthrie, to us now. Santa Claus is coming to town, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer will be bringing him down. Pretty paper on all the packages underneath the Christmas tree, and Santa looked a lot like Daddy when I saw him kissing Mommy. There'll be chestnuts roasting on the open fire, frosty snowman right outside. The kids are rocking round the Christmas tree, they wanna go for a sleigh ride. Jingle bells are jingling all along the way, and my dream of a white Christmas came true on Christmas Day. Silent night, and daddy's drink up our Christmas money, and you know that just ain't right. I'll be having a blue Christmas at this most wonderful time of year. Hark, the herald angels sing, give me more Christmas cheer. There'll be chestnuts roasting on the open fire, frosty snowman's right outside. The kids are rocking round the Christmas tree, they wanna go for a sleigh ride. Jingle bells are jingling
That was great.
Thank you very much.
Was that kind of like a medley of different songs?
Well, it's the Steve Earle song at the beginning, right? Not mine. But the thing is, that's following that with all the names of the Christmas. That's my Christmas song.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Does that have a name?
I had written. It's called LJ's Christmas Song.
All right.
As you can see, the only thing that I have left of anything that my mother ever gave me, nobody can see it, but a monogrammed turtleneck with my initials
on it.
That's
a nice Jewish mother present. I know this.
Somehow I like it, though. I don't know why.
It's nice to be liked. So
I wrote that about, I don't know, it was about 8 years ago for a competition down in Tennessee that I went to in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, which is like the area that's on the North Carolina border. So it's like East Tennessee, where Dolly Parton owns
everything. Dollywood is there, in Pigeon Forge?
Yeah, and there's a country music theater actually there where they had the competition, and it won best holiday song of the year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, which is wild. I mean, it was at a time where I started writing songs again that I wasn't really feeling great about my writing, and it sort of said to me, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a nice bump, right? A nice boost.
Yeah. Incidentally, I was cleaning out my garage and basement with my wife the other day, and we're going through all these, like, you know, plastic tubs of stuff and junk, and we brought a dumpster, a 10-yard dumpster that we filled with, you know, everything from like that we weren't using from like 16 years of living in this house. Mm. And I came across 7 or 8 books of songs that I had never finished.
Oh my goodness.
And it's like a treasure trove. And the other night I was at a songwriting circle in Dover, New Hampshire that I go to once a month with other songwriters, some of them pretty accomplished too. And I brought one of the books with me and I hadn't even opened it. And so I started opening it and looking at it and going, I can't even remember writing this stuff. And I sort of threw a little bit of music at a couple of them. And so, you know, there's a couple that right away I'm probably going to record. But there's got to be another 50 songs in there, easily.
That's awesome. Now you have stuff to do.
That
right?
is like a real Christmas present.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
That's great.
Like finding this
right.
and being able to, like, to me, to rescue it rather than it getting thrown out or something.
Is it just lyrics or is it?
It's just lyrics. I mean, I didn't even write any chords in the place, so I don't even know what I was thinking for music at the time. But it's just a great opportunity to finish off actually what I was going to record as a new CD. And I had about 5 or 6 songs that were kind of ready that I had written recently, but now I can probably throw another 5 or 6 in there and finish the CD from old songs that were never finished.
Which That's is great. Great.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to pay somebody else royalties.
Well, that's the good part about right? being a songwriter. But speaking of songwriters, you know, Asa Brebner was a fantastic songwriter, and I'm well into producing a CD of Asa Brebner songs done by Boston musicians, and I've got about 10 submissions so far that just have been fantastic, and I can't thank John Pfister enough for lending his time in his studio to musicians to record a lot of Asa's songs, and just all the people that have given their time and recorded for this is just fantastic. And I'm down to the wire with taking submissions, so if there's anybody out there at the last minute that wants to record an Asa Brebner song and send it to me, you can, you know, send it to me.
Call
for
submissions.
My email is deltaljn@netscape.net.
Wow.
And
Netscape.
Yeah. Or you can go to my Facebook page and just message me, the Larry Newman Facebook page. You know, pick the one in Kittery, not the one in Hyannis.
You should mention some of the local musicians that are contributing to this project.
Right. I've gotten submissions already from Randy Black.
Yeah.
I mean, he does a fantastic job. I'm not going to tell you what song he's doing. He does it a lot live now. Frank Rowan, Classic Ruins. Let's see, Linda Viennes. Which is like her track is just blows me away.
She's
it's like amazing.
Yeah.
And let's see, Rich Parsons is on the way to finishing his. And let's see, John Macy actually is going to be doing one with me. And that actually we're going to be finishing next week. So it's like by January 1st, I put the cutoff date because I would like to have it out by the anniversary of his passing, which is in March. And
then you'll come here sometime in Q1. And
Right. And you might ask, well, okay, which one are you doing?
Larry, which one are you doing?
So I'm kind of doing an obscure one called I'm Not Going to Work Today. And I figure Christmas is a day you don't go to work, okay? But, you know, for Asa, he sort of thought of, you know, the average guy working some dead-end job somewhere calls in and, you know, he'd rather be doing a lot of other things than going to work today. So I can play a little bit of it if you'd like. I'll just play a little as much as I can anyway. And I changed it. It's like a really, really wacky kind of novelty song when he recorded it, and I've made it kind of a little more bluesy, I guess a little more accessible, but it's still got the same sentiment to it. Well, I'm not going to work today. I'm gonna call in sick. I'll tell them Rover ate the homework. Well, that'll do the trick. Now I know I'm not in school no more, but I'm so goddamn tired. Worst thing that could happen to me is I won't get fired. Work and be some working class fool. I'd rather sit at home and lounge around the swimming pool. Well, I'll have me lots of fancy girls to make me fancy drinks. I'll have some emotional disorders and get me some fancy shrinks. Worst thing that could happen to me is I won't get fired.
Yeah. Sounds like it's gonna
that's
be
awesome.
Great.
That's two out of the three verses. But and the thing that's exciting for me is that, you know, I got this old recorder. I basically got a board and cassette drive that's an 8-track cassette. It's an old Tascam. And
wow.
I am just hell-bent on I am going to record a CD with this thing. And then I master to a CD recorder I have. But you know, I've always liked the warm sound of tape.
The analog sound, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's a little more difficult. I mean, it's not as easy to work with, but the thing is, I just really like the sounds that I'm getting on it now. And, you know, I'm having fun doing it. And it forces me then to learn more songs that I can play live, which is the best part.
Mm-hmm.
I got another Christmas song if you want.
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
All right. We're gonna do some rocking.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Rock it up. Rock it up.
Mm-hmm.
way down. And away went Rudolph, whizzing like a merry-go-round. Santa to a girl child, what you want most to get? A little baby doll that cries, eats, sleeps, and wets. And away went Rudolph, whizzing like a phantom jet. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa gonna make it to town. If he's in a hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. And away went Rudolph, whizzing like a merry-go-round.
Had to get that 13th chord in place.
Yeah,
beautiful.
With care. So tomorrow night, you're playing at the Tavern at the End of the World.
Yeah, with my Kinks band, Preservation, which a lot, you know, back in the 80s, we did this. I mean, we were doing this as a living and getting paid, like it was sort of a tribute to the Kinks and getting paid really well for it. And then, you know, people kind of went their separate ways and... we just got it back together about a half a year ago, and we've played a few times there, and it's been packed every time, and people really, really enjoy it.
Yeah, we loved it, and I can't wait to see you again tomorrow night.
Yeah, and so that'll
be 5 o'clock, right?
5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and then after that, Natalie runs an open mic. But usually when we play there, we go over time, so it usually ends up being closer to like 2.5 hours.
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's loud and it's raucous, and you're playing some of the best music.
Yeah, it's fun. And we usually do one that we've never done, and it's really great because we know the material, the Kinks, so much, and we love them. I mean, you know, George Belli is like an amazing singer and guitar player. I actually play bass in the band, and Tom Reed, the keyboard player, also plays bass with a band called the American Who Sensation, who are great. They're like a Who tribute kind of thing. We were supposed to play at Tavern at the End of the World on New Year's also, and this gig was just going to be kind of a teaser for that, but Tom had a gig somewhere at a casino or something with the Who Sensation band, and we really can't do it without him nowadays. I mean, he adds so much to it. But I could do a Kinks song.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you like one?
Yeah. And then you can whet everybody's appetite for what this
is
like.
There you go.
It was a great show. You've got to come out, Tavern at the End of the World, tomorrow night, 5 o'clock. Great experience.
Right, and just a quick reminder to those of you who are tuning in and wondering why we have men on Something About the Women, just to let you know.
Yes.
It's today is the holiday hang. Mike Newman and I and Michael Stewart and Cassidy's in the house. We're all just hanging out playing Christmas songs and a mixture of women and their friends. And so we appreciate your tolerance as we break our format a little bit just to celebrate the holidays. And we'll be here till 4 o'clock because... Because the Thighscrapers have a big gig tonight at the Midway in
Brian
JP.
Brian Young's band.
He couldn't be here to host his show, so we've taken it over, and we're going to smother you with holiday music and love from us here at WMFO. So that's why you're hearing some male voices during something about the women time.
So I wonder what kink song you're going to do here at Christmas time.
Well, this one, actually, I'm not going to do... We'll do Father Christmas tomorrow, but I'm going to do... I'm going to do a song that actually mentions some women.
Okay.
All right.
That
so.
Counts.
Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star. And everybody's in showbiz. It doesn't matter who you are. There are those who are successful, be always on your guard. Success, failure along Hollywood. Don't step on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looked so weak and fragile. That's why she had to be so hard. And don't tread on dearest Marilyn, 'cause she's not very tough. She should have been made of iron or steel, but she was only made of flesh and blood. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even know. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who struggled in vain. Rudolph Valentino is very much alive, and he looks up ladies' dresses as they sadly pass him by. But don't step on Bela Lugosi, 'cause he's liable to turn and bite. And stand close by Betty Davis, 'cause hers was such a lonely life. If you covered him with garbage, George Sanders would still have style. And if you stomped on Mickey Rooney, he'd still turn round and smile. But don't tread on dearest Marilyn, 'cause she's not very tough. She should have been made of iron or steel. She was only made of flesh and blood. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood. Some that you hardly even heard.
celluloid villains and heroes. Cause celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid heroes never really
love that song.
Thank you,
Larry.
Beautiful. Fantastic.
So well, it looks like we have time for maybe one or two more if you got it in you.
Sure. Okay. I'm thinking if I want to do a Christmas song or I want to do just a couple of mine.
Whatever you'd like.
Well, I'll do the one that I always do for my wife.
Love that.
That I've been doing.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Love that.
For now, well, let's see. I wrote it for her on our first anniversary because the traditional gift was paper, and we were actually not terribly well off. So I wrote this song on a piece of paper and handed it to her, and that was the traditional gift.
Well, I could have saved so much money if I knew that.
So it's called the anniversary song. You were gold today. I married you. You were gold today. We said we'd be true to the vows and the promises we made. I married you a year ago today. A year ago today, you became my wife. Started our new life with hopes and with dreams to come true. You go today, I'm marrying you. Well, the days they pass, love will last for many, many more. We laugh, we cried, we almost died together for.
She must have been so psyched when you gave that piece of paper to her and
said, yeah, she stayed married to him.
Yeah. She was happy. Yeah. And now here we are 28 years later.
That's awesome.
And you don't add that to the song because it would just become confusing.
Right. Yeah. And you know, there was a time where I would sing it to her every anniversary. Okay. And then it became really complicated to get 14 years ago today.
Yes, right. I know. Like, carry the one, and what is it? Yeah.
Right. So,
How about some applause for your wife?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, for sticking around with me.
Man, we weren't going to say that. But
the first 6 months were a little rough.
We're in your funny.
We can do one more.
One more?
Yep.
All right. Okay. So I'll put out a public service announcement, like the British feller says, don't drink and drive. Okay. You know, we want you after the holidays, and plus the Massachusetts justice system wants to make as much money on it as you can. So
I'm shocked. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So Uber, Lyft. I don't know. Throw your keys on the bar. They'll call you a cab. Hey, you're a cab. Okay. So this one is a true story. Before I started to abstain from alcohol 28 years ago, and it's a story of how the MDC police, who used to patrol Storrow Drive and Memorial Drive and kind of the inner roads in the city. Now the state police took that over, I guess. But
and you had a run-in with them too, huh?
That's right. That's right. So I think this was my second one, if I'm not mistaken. They were so nice when they pulled me over and decided I probably shouldn't be on the road. You know, after being all night at Bunratty's and then going and following a woman home, you know, back to Arlington. And when I got in front of Harvard Stadium, for some reason she moved over one lane and I moved over the one lane, and I, you know, being the drunk that I was, I hadn't fixed my taillight from some previous accident, and when I switched lanes, they saw that it looked like I didn't signal. So they pulled me over, and you know, the rest is kind of history. So this is called they were so nice as to give me a bed and breakfast at their place for $25.
Oh, wait a minute.
Egg muffin in the morning,
with,
you know?
That spin, yeah. Right? Yeah. So what's it called?
This is called Drunk Driving Blues.
All right. Larry Newman on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
woke up Monday morning, I was lying in jail. They said I made a phone call, guess I never made bail.
Larry Newman, thanks so much for coming by our holiday hang. And we just squeak in a public service announcement before the top of the hour. I think this one is actually quite apropos.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
All righty, that was Larry Newman hanging